Hello, everybody. It's strain review time. I love doing these. But we're also going to talk gaming a little bit thereafter. Or at least I'm going to try to. I'm kind of still feeling this other one that I did earlier, but... fuck it. Let's do this. So we're going to review Grape God. Now, Grape God is another BC Bud strain. And, this one smells very sweet. Like, it has a hint of like grape Kool-Aid or grape popsicles, I guess, back in the, or grape freezies. I'm not sure if they still make those. It's got a skunky undertone to it. So let's grind some up here and see. That one grinds up very easily. That's a good thing. And wow, yeah, I smell the grape now. Oh yeah, definitely grape. It's not purple weed, unfortunately, but it is grapey. Not rapey, grapey. Haha, funny. Anywho, let's load up this bowl here. It's a rainy fucking day here, which really sucks. I'm just going to take a little bit because, once again, stoner rule number two is know your fucking limit. And if you're trying something new, just try a little bit first and see what the hell it does. You don't want vertigo. Vertigo is what happens when you take too much, when you consume too much cannabis. You get vertigo, and that's not nice. Cheers. Yeah, it's got a slight, like I said, slight, almost like cough syrup, great cough syrup taste to it. Very smooth. Very tasty. Gets a 5 out of 5 on taste. Absolutely gets a 5 out of 5 on taste. No doubt about that. Five out of five on taste and look. Now, I probably won't be able to tell you much about the effect because, well, I had something else before this and I'm still kind of feeling that. What I can tell you is it ashes out white, which is nice. That means it's 100% clean. I mean, as long as the ashes are gray or some sort of shade of light gray, it's fine to consume. I mean, there's still impurities in it, but those impurities are not going to affect you nearly as much as if it, you know, if the impurities were actually, in fact, black. I definitely feel relaxed. I can feel my eyelids getting heavy. I like the effect as well. This is actually a 4.5 out of 5. Now, the only reason it doesn't get a perfect rating is because I don't know what the long-term effects are. So, Grape God gets a 4 out of 5 from me. Definitely grapey. Definitely nice. And very sweet. It actually does have a kind of a sweet aftertaste, now that I think of it. And the second question, of course, is going to be, would I buy this again? Yeah, I'd definitely buy this again. That is a nice strain. Makes you very, very relaxed, very calm, but not to the point where you're going, huh, what? It's quite nice. It has a nice buzz to it. Yeah, definitely I would buy this again. So let's talk about games. Everyone is playing Batman. Batman. Everyone is talking about fucking Batman. And I'm getting just slightly tired of it. But you know what? That's why I've been kind of avoiding Twitter for the past couple of days, because there's nothing but Batman talk online. So I know that's going to happen. And I'm not going to be one of these people that says, "Oh man, I wish people would stop fucking talking about Batman so much. Batman sucks." I ain't that type of person. I'm a little bit more logical. Because, shit, I don't have to go on Twitter and look at the shit. I don't have to go to gaming website news and just read nothing but Batman. You know, it's a choice I have. Shit, I don't have to buy the fucking game, do I? No, I don't. I understand the mass fan appeal of Batman, and that's cool. I mean, look, not everybody likes Grand Theft Auto either. Not everybody likes Rock Band. Me. And not everybody likes, likes other games. Not everybody likes Shovel Knight. Not everybody likes, I don't know, Game of Thrones. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, you can't satisfy everyone with one fucking game. It's not possible. People can delusionally think that and think that, oh, no, that's fine. You know, everybody loves Madden or everybody loves GTA. Not everybody likes GTA. But a lot of people do, but not everyone. So, too bad, so sad. Look, I mean, I don't have to, when Rock Band 4 finally comes out, I don't have to listen to Harold gush about it. I know he's gonna. I know he's gonna. But, you know, who cares? That's his dig, and he's happy, you know. Let him be happy. I may not, you know, care about the game, but I also don't have to fucking listen to it. But what I can be is I can be glad somebody else is happy that something came out that is making them happy. So, you know what? That's cool. Let them have it. I'm not going to say something negative. It's like, you're a loser for liking that game. No, what the fuck? Who the fuck am I to take away somebody else's joy? Like, honestly. Why? Because I don't think so? Come on. Come on. Anyways. Yeah, let people like what they like. I'm not going to bitch about it. You know, yeah, sure. Rock Band is definitely not my game, you know, or neither is Madden, neither is Batman, neither are a lot of other games, you know, but that doesn't mean that I'm right to bash those games just because I don't like them or bash the people for talking about games that they like. Again, I don't like Madden, I don't like any of those sports games, not a single one of them, unless Mutant League Hockey comes back or Hit the Ice sequel comes out. I might be singing a different tune, but, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to share the same opinion as those people that don't like the game. Anywho, what else did I want to talk about gaming-wise? What have I been playing lately? I actually started playing a new game of GTA 4. I'm actually almost done. Why? Because that's what I want to fucking play. That's why. Simple as that. Wow, this weed makes you really philosophical and preachy. But also, it makes you rational, I would say as well. I like it. Definitely would buy Grape God again. I wonder. I hope that I can get more of that one. What else? Something else I wanted to talk about, but I completely fucking forgot. Anyways, I guess that's it, folks. I want to talk a little bit about E3, since I said nothing about E3. A couple of games I'm looking forward to. One was that planetary game, and the sky, or something with the word sky in it. I want to play that. That looks fucking cool. I definitely want to play that game. Mother Russia Bleeds, from being published by Devolver. I can't wait for that fucking game to come out. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. It's like Streets of Rage. It's got fucking electro music in it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for that game to come out. I really want to play that game. There's a couple of other ones, too, that I want to play. Not excited for Metal Gear Solid. Final Fantasy VII Remake is something that I know a lot of fucking people have been wanting to play. And you know what? That is a good remake. You know why? Because the first one's graphics were shit. I mean, this was at the beginning of polygon graphics. You know what I mean? First generation polygon graphics. Sorry. And that definitely would need a remake. Because look how far we've come since then. You know, 20 years later, you know, graphics have completely fucking changed. So it'll be very interesting to see what that game will look like. What else? Can't think of it right now. I am definitely mellowing out from this. So I'm going to go play some more Grand Theft Auto, and I'll leave you guys to it. So until next time, toodles.